Hello, Audio Boot. Hello, VI Talk. Sorry about that. Total habit. It's Enos on the 8th of April 2015, and I've got a little question for you. I know at least one or two of you guys have thought about, or maybe are already doing this, and I wanted to ask for some advice. Now, I have been thinking about joining the company Forever Living to become a distributor, because I'm really loving the product, and I've recently done the C9, the 9-day cleanse, and I've seen the support you can get with it from like within the distributor community, as it were. And I also know from some of you who are visually impaired that you're already doing this. So I was just going after some advice, because I have a sponsor and I have someone who's going to teach me the ropes, as it were, show me the ropes of the business, who is local to me, very local, just like living around the corner. But obviously, like, she's fully sighted, and while she can tell me how it works, I obviously, it would be easier for me to ask you guys who may be already doing it how it works for visually impaired. So, for example, are the booklets accessible or available in an accessible format? And I'm not just asking for myself, because for me, I'm sure they're probably all as a PDF format, so I can open them. But I'm thinking, if I pop round to our local blind society for a launch, would there be different formats in case someone hasn't got a smartphone or hasn't got the confidence to look at a PDF version, who might prefer braille or large print? Are you aware whether any of these formats exist, or whether any of these brochures exist in this format, those formats? That's kind of the main question I have. And the other question is, have you experienced any issues, obstacles, hindrances, limitations within the business? So, like, because you're visually impaired, have you found any limitations? Obviously, you do it within your network of friends, so I wouldn't worry for myself about travelling, because I'm quite confident in travelling and finding my way to friends and, you know, travelling with my sponsor, etc., etc. But if you've got any other things you would like to warn me about, well, warn me sounds a bit drastic, but anything you want to point out, what I need to watch out for. I'm obviously aware benefits can be an issue. I mean, I don't personally get ESA. But obviously, is there anything I've got to think about when thinking about benefits? All that kind of things, I would be really interested from your point of view as visually impaired people. One thing I've got to observe, which, you know, is I'm already noticing that without even starting. It seems to me that to the general public, Forever Living seems to be associated with girly things. So, like Body Shop. So you do a launch, in other words, oh, it's just a bunch of skincare products and other things. But I think it's really key to remember, when you say, I've got a product launch, it's really key to say, it's not just girly type things. It's health and well-being. It's home. It's pets. It's whatever else. So it can be for male and female alike. So that's something I'm going to really emphasize when it comes to almost advertising my business. And I just wanted to know, if you are doing it, has it helped you? I'm not just talking financially, because that's none of my business, but has it helped you connect with more people, taking you new places, giving you more confidence. And how have you been finding the accessibility of the products? So the ability to tell apart the products, what products feel like what, etc., etc. That would be really interesting. So with it, I think, being quite a worldwide company, I mean, I'm in the UK, but I'm sure if you guys are in the USA or Australia, but you are doing it, feel free to let me know what you think about it. But I had a look at the website yesterday, and it seems very accessible from what I can tell. Like, the whole prices are there, the product info are there. So I think from ordering point of view, it's quite an easy, quite an accessible thing. So just wanted to kind of put the word out, really, and encourage you guys to give me some advice as I'm embarking on this new journey, as it were. I am going to still try and find full-time work after my internship, but I just wanted to do this because I'm starting to be really convinced in the products, because everything I tried so far has been tremendous. I mean, the whole C9, like all the products from the 9-day cleanse, the bee pollen tablets, the drinking gel, the first 8-type gel, the heat lotion, all these things I've been very convinced about, and I've been thinking about, we're not, in a Western culture, we're using modern medicine, which is great, and I have nothing against that, but I'm thinking, well, what nature gives us, like aloe vera, I'm thinking, are we using it enough? And I don't think we are, so, and I've had this conversation with a friend of ours who's from Africa, who says, actually, you know, food should be like medicine. Food should do us good. And I'm afraid in the time of fast food, not that I don't like fast food, sadly I do, but in the time where fast food rules and convenient food rules, I think we have lost the concept of food as medicine, food doing us good, what food does what part of the body good, what, you know, what does the body really crave, as opposed to what does my head and my soul and my taste buds crave right now. So, and it's more than food, obviously. It's applying it on the outside, you know, what does your skin need, you know, instead of going to the doctor and immediately getting a skin cream from a pharmacist, why not try aloe vera and stuff? Why not try the natural thing first before running to the doctor for some pharmaceuticals which may or may not have side effects? Anyway, this is a bit of a ramble, so I apologize, but just, you know, feel free to let me know, because I have a feeling that there's probably quite a few of you out there who are doing this already. Yeah, just give me a shout. And I'll talk to you soon. Oops, sorry about that.